Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I don't know about you. I've been watching what's going on in California, in Los Angeles. Many people say, well, hey, why do you always look there? Well, I was born there, okay? And I had family there for a number of years. My sister actually moved out there about 30 some odd years ago. She just left that area about a year ago or so and now lives just north of Sausalito in the San Francisco Bay Area. So I've had a lot of contact and connection to L.A. I'm familiar with the areas there. I used to spend time speaking with a number of the sheriffs in that area because I always had a curiosity about my birthplace and where it stood and everything else. And as I've been looking at this, and actually I have friends that live there too as well, and checked in with some just last evening that live in Santa Monica, and they're on alert. They're sitting on the edge of their sofa waiting to hear whether or not they are part of the mandatory evacuation. So far, so good in Santa Monica. I was watching an interview this morning with the mayor of Santa Monica, and they're not out of the woods by any stretch of the imagination, but they've held on for another 24 hours, right? And so, you know, a lot of connection there, a lot of emotion wrapped around it. Probably read 30 articles last evening about what's going on and why. And there's so many things that are eerily similar to some of the lack of leadership issues that we have here in the city of New Orleans. I mean, it's mind-boggling. It's mind-boggling to think that firefighters are showing up on scenes, risking their lives, and there's no water in the fire hydrant. I mean, that is absolutely crazy, right? One would think. This water shortage has been the result of years of mismanagement of LA's water system. They've had a federal indictment of a leader, high-profile resignations, major operational problems. They've drained reserves too quickly. They've not spent the monies appropriately. I was looking at a list of salaries paid to individuals that work within this water department. It's almost like it's common for people to be paid $350,000, $450,000, as much as $500,000. And then you look at the job descriptions and you're like, what are we doing? So many that have resigned over the years, complete and total embarrassment. This, you know, highlights the importance of electing good people that know what the hell they're doing, right? So imagine living in a neighborhood. Let's just take Pacific Palisades, all right? Pacific Palisades is about twice the size of the city of Kenner. Kenner's about 9,600 acres. Yeah, I know I'm crazy. I went figuring all of this out last evening. The Palisades fire right now is 17,234 acres. And it is destroyed, right? Can you imagine that Palisades relies on 3 1-million-gallon tanks that hold water, and that's what supplies the hydrants? And there's been no plan to refill these tanks and no capabilities to refill these tanks during the course of this event. So the fire breaks out Tuesday during the day. By 5 p.m., the first tank was empty on the first day. The third tank was emptied by 3 a.m. Wednesday morning. So they weren't even into this event 24 hours. They were out of water. They were out of water. How did this happen? How do you allow this to occur, knowing that fire and earthquakes are the two major risks that you face in this particular area? To make matters worse, 70% of the structures in Pacific Palisades last year, their fire insurance carrier canceled coverage. Canceled coverage. And it's not like they didn't really realize what was happening here. In November of 2024, what, 60 days ago, a similar fire breakout in Ventura County. Officials were humiliated, right? They had damaged pumps. They didn't work. And they had a lack of water. And they had backup systems, but guess what? They didn't work either, and they weren't able to draw water from other sources. Why? No ability to execute. We're not testing the systems. We're not managing the equipment. We're not doing what's necessary to provide people with the basic necessities. The downstream implication? Many of the structures that have burned thus far have no fire insurance. Take a good guess as to who's going to foot that bill. It's coming. Get ready. So the Palisades fire at 17,234 acres as of this morning is twice the size of the city of Kenner. That's like two Kenners. The Eaton fire is another city of Kenner. City of Kenner is 9,600 acres. The Sunset fire as this morning is another 42 acres, and the Hearst fire is another 855 acres. And who knows what today will hold as this continues. And guess what one of the certainties is as this progresses over this period of time? They don't have access to water. What is the possibility, you think, of even rebuilding these areas? Right now, the state fair plan is taxed to the max. That's like our citizens plan here in Louisiana. It's the fair plan out there in California. There are a series of articles in Politico. There was a great article that said this could be the beginning of the end for fire insurance in California. The state's insurance market has been teetering on the edge of insolvency for years, thanks to catastrophic wildfires that have driven many insurers to stop writing new policies and drop existing ones. State Farm dropped 70% of its policies in Pacific Palisades neighborhood last year, according to a state filing, more than any other zip code in the state, in a sign that it saw the neighborhood as what? Yeah, you got it. Too much risk. And that forced more people onto the FAIR plan It was originally created in the 60s to ensure riot-scarred Los Angeles neighborhoods, but has since found more demand in rural and suburban fire-prone regions. In Pacific Palisades alone, the FAIR plan insures, hold on to your hat, $6 billion worth of property. More than all but four communities in California. What does this tell you? Everybody knew the amount of risk. And we were relying on 3 1-million-gallon tanks of water. Across the state, the total value of FAIR insured properties was $458 billion, triple the total insured value since 2020. In a four-year period of time, insured properties tripled in value under the FAIR plan of all the new folks that were calling upon that because they couldn't get commercial insurance for fire coverage. Thus far, AccuWeather estimated as of yesterday somewhere between $52 to $57 billion in damages. State officials are saying they're confident that they're going to be able to limit the impact, including passing, hold on to your hat, a temporary year-long moratorium on non-renewals in areas recently burned. Sound familiar? We just got rid of that, saying the burden of getting commercial carriers and everybody back by tying their hands and not being able to cancel policies was not good for the market. They're going to go right back to that in the hopes of compelling commercial insurers to take on this risk.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
These folks are saying that these fires are a proving ground for these rules that were finalized just weeks ago to entice property insurers back to the market and force them to write more in fire-prone areas. It's obvious that they legalize marijuana here. They need to stop smoking for a while before they start making statements like this, going back to what I say, what's not the bollards, it's the execution. Obviously, 3 1-million-gallon tanks and the inability to refresh those tanks during this event ain't going to work. It's not going to happen. And how much will these policies be as they try to restore and redevelop Pacific Palisades? And one of the downstream implications of this that I don't think anybody's thinking about is the peripheral areas that were not damaged by this fire. The property values in those areas are going to go up significantly because of supply and demand, right? But interestingly, you may be self-insuring these properties because there'll be no fire insurance available to you, because what they're proposing just simply is not going to work. This goes back to, isn't it eerily similar, right? Just had this conversation with Tommy Tucker in Crosstalk about you deploy assets, but you got to maintain them. It's not about a one sound bite presser to look good politically. That's BS. It's about maintaining these this equipment, maintaining and making sure that your policies, your procedures, your protocols are sacrosanct and they are adhered to. And there is a organizational structure that tests these systems periodically to make sure that everybody knows what they need to do, when, why, and how. As opposed to what we're beginning to see is finger pointing as to who is responsible for this, that, or otherwise. And I'm not sure that any of us really want to hear that crap. Do you? I don't. I want it to work. Plain and simple. This is not rocket science. It's not really hard. And anyone who complains about the difficulty in deploying equipment without trying to find alternative ways to deploy to make it easier and maybe a simple purchase of equipment or otherwise that's small in stature and you're able to move this stuff a lot easier and you hadn't gone through that process, I'm going to go ahead and say it, is a complete idiot. Because you're sacrificing the safety and security of people that we're trying to lure to the city each and every day. And if that's the attitude, that's not a good one. It's not a legitimate reason to look the other way, to be less than. And maybe it is too early to get into this. I don't know. But when I look at how eerily similar these responses in these cities are, in the lack of attention to detail, to deliver the basic necessities that we're paying more and more and more for, is heartbreaking. This is Air Katrina. 20 years later, Pacific Palisades will still be Ghost Town, USA. When you think about how many people there, and I interviewed some folks last night, I was watching three or four different channels as well, uninsured for fire. They don't recover. These are multi-million dollar homes. They don't recover. And guess where the demand's going to be as to who's going to pay for this? You got it. Your tax dollars. While Karen Bass is overseas in Ghana on a presidential, forgot what they called it, visiting and seeing the president of Ghana being sworn in over there on a presidential delegation that went across to attend the inauguration of John Dramani Mahama. The Honorable Virginia Palmer, the U.S. Ambassador to the Republic of Ghana, the Honorable Shalonda Young, who is the Director of the United States Office of Management and Budget, is going to lead the delegation. Really? Why? Why is the management and budget person going to Ghana? You know, this administration's coming to an end. Ah, she's a good lady. Let's send her to Ghana on a presidential delegation. Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles. Why? Because she was the chairman of some subcommittee in the House when she served in Congress. That's a good reason. The Honorable Francis Brown, special assistant to the president and senior director for African Affairs. Well, that makes sense, right? The ambassador and that person. But why these others? A government paid trip to Ghana. Meanwhile, she knew about all of the warnings, all of the signs, all of the challenges, all of the fears. And this was more important. To go visit His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. We'll be right back.